It's hard to imagine today's largest city in Alabama didn't even exist at the time of the Civil War. However, in the years following that conflict, factors converged to spur quick growth. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
Today it's the largest city in the state, but it's relatively young.
A lot of people don't realize that Birmingham didn't exist before the Civil War. It was basically a big farming area, and there was no town, there was no city. What created the city was the redevelopment of the South after the Civil War, when they rebuilt the railroads that the Union was so kind as to destroy.
Bob Rathburn shares the story from Birmingham, Alabama, a place that began to rebuild those rail lines.
They now had modern railroads in an area where iron ore, coal, and limestone all occur in the same geological formation.
The rails and those materials made this the perfect place to build furnaces that would turn those raw products into iron.
At the height of the industry, about 1900, there were 53 furnace companies, and that also included the mines and the quarries and all the industries that fed that as well. So there were byproduct plants and industrial coking plants and all those sorts of things, many of which still exist and still operate.
Rathburn oversees the historic Sloss Furnaces, a National Historic Landmark. Sloss is just one of the companies that helped build this city.
You built the furnace, and now you had to house the workers. And so they created company towns, and the company town for this particular furnace across the street, a place called Sloss Quarters. The mines had a place called Sloss Field.
Such was the case for each of the companies, each with their own town next door to the factory. Those worker camps turned into the city of Birmingham. Of course, much has changed since the beginnings of the iron industry here, but much remains, including this historic giant furnace that is open to see today. More next time as we travel the countryside in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCrae.